supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Will it go round in circles like two birds in the sky? Let's observe an out-of-this-world spin cycle with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, these two stars we're talking about are like lovebirds, all but inseparable.
Indeed they are. If you could imagine two stars spinning around a common point, almost touching as they go around that common point. This week, astronomers are studying a pair of stars that rotate around their common, what's called center of gravity, the point between them, once every 3 hours. That's a bit more challenging to do.
Now, most stars in the universe that we know of travel in pairs, so as such, they probably have a center point, but these two are really close together.
Typically, the spacing between them is much bigger. But in this particular instance, these stars are so close to each other, they're almost touching each other. And if you could imagine, because of their spin, the stars themselves are actually shaped like eggs, with their pointed ends almost touching each other. But because they are so close, another very interesting thing happens, and that is material from one star actually crashes down onto the surface of the other star. One of them is a star about the size of our sun, maybe a little smaller than our sun, and the other one is what's called a white dwarf star, much smaller, but much higher gravitational pull because all the mass of the original star, or almost all the mass, has been crushed down into an object about the size of the city of Philadelphia. So this means that the smaller star is pulling material from the bigger star, and when that happens, it's as if you're seeing intermittent thermonuclear explosions on the surface as the material from the larger star crashes onto the surface of the bigger star.
What's the fate of this pair?
The larger star will eventually explode, blow off all of its upper layer of gases, and these two might actually then collide in a larger explosion, probably wiping away most of the material in this region of space.
Wouldn't want to be a resident on a planet in that solar system.
No, that would not be a good place to be, even now with the kind of radiation that's coming from the white dwarf star and the gravitational forces that are sort of pushing things around in that system and the explosions that are happening. Would make it less than an ideal place for, let's say, a beach or a mountain house.
So two stars doing a lap every 3 hours. Is that the fastest this phenomena has been observed?
Actually, no. There is a pair, a binary pair, that orbit each other at a distance of about 180,000 miles apart. But they orbit their common point once every 38 minutes. So that's really fast. But they're much farther apart and not sharing any material back and forth between the two.
Hey, looking ahead to Tuesday, the Night Sky Observatory is in play.
You're right, Dave. On Tuesday evening, we have a great program coming up for Night Skies at the Observatory. Excellent views of the red planet Mars, as well as a great suite of wonderful double stars that are visible in the evening sky. Some of them might be binaries on rather long periods, so we shouldn't expect to see any motion there. But we'll also have a great presentation provided by Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory astronomer Kim Arcand. Kim specializes in X-ray astronomy of very distant objects. She's a science visualization expert and a gifted author. She'll also help us understand how those wonderful space images we see from instruments like Hubble Space Telescope are made.
Now, Derek, the peak of an upcoming meteor shower is 1 week from today, but are the Leonids visible earlier in the week?
Unlike some other meteor showers, the Leonid meteor shower's peak really spans over 2 days. You might be able to catch some Leonid meteors a little bit earlier and a little bit later, but the numbers aren't that high, so the significance of those earlier or later viewings doesn't really stand out very much. In this case, for the Leonids this year, the peak is about 20 meteors per hour. That's just 10 meteors above the normal background rate, although this particular shower often has a little bit of a trick up its sleeve. The most intense meteor shower I ever saw, I believe, was 2008 of the Leonid meteor shower when we had the Leonid meteor shower storm, and we could see hundreds of meteors all night long coming right up to sunrise. It was the most amazing meteor sight I'd ever seen.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.